Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Muling hinigpitan ng Victoria ang kanilang COVID-19 measures. 5 tao na lang ang pwedeng dumalo sa mga indoor gathering, 10 naman sa outdoor at 20 sa mga kainan. Nagtala po ang estado ng 19 na bagong kaso ng COVID-19 infection noong Linggo at umabot na po sa kabuuang bilang ng higit 1,800 ang infected ng COVID-19 sa kanilang state. Dahil sa pangamba ng pagkakaroon ng second outbreak, pinalawig ng state of emergency sa Victoria hanggang July 19. Ayon po kay Health Minister Jenny Mikakos, karamihan sa mga bagong kaso ay magkakamag-anak o mula sa isang family cluster.
It is still a very serious situation. We have had particularly concerns around family gatherings, extended family members across many households visiting each other, even when they have been exhibiting mild symptoms, and very concerningly, even going to work when they have mild symptoms.
Maghihigpit din sa pagbabantay ang mga pulis para matiyak na susunod ang mga mamamayan, lalo na sa itinuturing na hotspot area sa darating na holidays at ski season. Isang squad na may 500 opisyal ang itatalaga sa pagsasagawa ng spot check sa mga bahay. Ang mga lalabag ay maaaring magmulta ng $1,600 bawat isa o $9,900 naman para sa mga negosyo. Sinabi ni Police Minister Lisa Neville na nakapagsagawa na sila ng higit 77,000 checks sa estado nang magsimula ang pandemic.
Police are ready to go now with that model. They will, as they have throughout this, look to find those people and enforce against those people who are undertaking deliberate, blatant and obvious breaches. So people should be in no doubt that this is now again serious and we all have a role to play and that police will take this seriously.
Pinuri naman ng Australian Medical Association ang mabilis na pag-aksyon ng estado. Ayon kay AMA President Tony Bartoni na nagiging kampante na ang mga tao matapos ang mahabang panahon ng restrictions. Sa kanyang panayam sa ABC, sinabi ni Dr. Bartoni na nananatiling delikado at nakakahawa ang coronavirus.
Any continued uptake from here and the risk of a second wave is absolutely a live possibility. We need to be really vigilant. The message to all Victorians, indeed Australians, as we continue to come out of the first wave of COVID-19, is the virus is still prevalent in the community. It's still there. It still wants to spread.
Samantala, sinabi ni Labor Federal Spokesman for Health Chris Bowen sa ABC na mahaba-haba pa ang aantayin bago tuluyang mawala ang virus. Pinuri din ni Ginoong Bowen ang mga state and territory sa mga pag-iingat na kanilang ginagawa, kabilang na dyan ang Victorian Premier na si Daniel Andrews.
We all want to see the economy opened up. We all want to see borders open. We all want to see be back to normal. But it would be irresponsible to do it too quickly. I think Dan Andrews has shown real leadership, as have the other premiers, in taking a cautious approach. I'm not going to single out any particular political party here. Okay. All the premiers have shown leadership and a cautious approach, and they are to be congratulated for it.
Nababahala naman ang mga opisyal sa posibleng pagkaantala ng pagbubukas ng mga border. Nananawagan si Queensland Opposition Leader Deb Frickington na buksan ang border ng Queensland sa July 1. Hinihikayat din ni Federal Resources Minister Keith Pitt ang mga states at territories na sundin ang abiso ng pamahalaan sa pagbubukas ng mga border. Sa panayam sa Sky News, sinabi ni Ginoong Pitt na kailangan na muling magbukas ng ekonomiya.
The Labor government in Queensland has been appalling in terms of its economic management for many years. We know that they just don't put forward what's needed for business. They'll make their own decisions around borders, but I certainly know business wants to get back to work. The case numbers are very, very low in Queensland, and we really do need to get out and test the boundaries.
At yan ang ating mga pinakahuling ulat. Manatiling updated sa mga kaganapan at ulat tungkol sa coronavirus sa sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Yan po ang balita ni Jennifer Liu na ating isinalin sa ating wika.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.